The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're sponsored by Manscaped.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Today is a Happy New Year. Today, Aaron's dying.
It's not alcohol related either.
It's not alcohol related for once because you're clean, aren't you? Clean
I'm
sober.
I'm clean sober.
What's wrong with you today?
I think, and if I was to make an educated guess, I think it is coming off the vapes. I've been very jittery. I've been very irritable. Been waking up most nights at about 4 a.m. It's not good. You know, I don't feel well.
Have you noticed this? I feel like you're a doctor now. Have you noticed this just since quitting the vapes?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Like direct correlation.
Yeah.
Like New Year's Eve, had my last strawberry kiwi.
Aye.
It was a lovely one.
But you know what? Don't worry about it because this is strawberry kiwi. We got you a flavoured water today.
You see, he's a deep thinker, this man.
If you can't vape it, you might as well drink it.
It's getting me fixed.
It is weird. You do go to drink this water like... Do that after you drink it. Drink that.
Ah, yes. To be young again.
To be young again.
So, yeah, apologies in advance for my overall aura today.
So, it's not heroin you're coming off here.
No.
So
you depends who you talk to.
Because it's just it's this time of year and... You probably are sitting across the table with full dose of COVID.
Yeah. No, but I've been ducking that for 3 years. Not a chance. I'm getting that.
Been ducking that? She's like
ducking that shit.
Mayweather of fucking COVID. Has your man had it?
No, she hasn't had it either.
No, she's up there.
Full fat milk, that's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
She's vaping full fat milk?
She got that old Dale Farm vape on deck.
Jesus Christ. But did you say to me the other day, what was it like quitting cigarettes?
Yeah.
And which one did you say was 4 times stronger?
Well, apparently, because nicotine is the addictive substance, apparently in an elf bar, they have the equivalent to like 48 cigarettes worth of nicotine just in that vape.
Yeah.
So, I've been on a few Reddits and all this here, and people are saying, yeah, like as someone who's quit fags and this is harder.
Right.
But I don't know.
I think that's a lot to do with you can do it.
All the time.
You can do it all the time, yeah. Anywhere. You can sit on the shitter. It is nice. You know, like, what'll happen is, eventually when I quit the vapes, someone will walk in the bathroom like, who's shit in here? Because for months I've just been going,
Yeah, exactly.
Or am I lush?
Well, that's when I knew it was becoming a problem, because I was even saying
that
the
sweats now, the coat's coming off.
There was a couple of things. Jesus, watch that.
Mansfield in the New Year, New Me, Mansfield. Repping them weights.
Holy fuck.
It's the risk for me.
The geese are sick too, eh? Imagine that was a noise you made every time you flexed.
I would do that. If I ever, my life fell apart and I became a bodybuilder, just on stage.
Do you think most people that are bodybuilders, their lives fall apart?
For sure. You show me a bodybuilder that hasn't been in prison. You know, if you walk, see if there's an orange guy in your gym and he's absolutely fucking liver kinged out.
Yeah.
Walk up to him and be like, all right, man, what's your crack? And he goes, I'm off the coke.
Yeah,
you know, you say something like, I don't speak to my family, so I speak to these weights now. Yeah,
you're like, thank fuck you found lifting heavy things repeatedly.
Thank God you found dumbbells, because it would have been heroin to death.
What about now this craze of cunts buying wheelie bins and just sticking, you know, 4 liters of water in it and then hopping into it?
It's cold water therapy.
Go to actual therapy, is what I'd say.
Here's the thing. There is science behind a lot of these trends.
Listen, I understand. I'm a cold shower man myself, but I'm never gonna imagine me trying to get into a fucking wheelie bin.
Oh, it's not for me or you.
My man making a fucking friend.
I've seen boys. You can buy like an actual inflatable little tub, and you get into it, and you sit like in a little fetal position. But I looked at that, and I was like, I wouldn't get my fucking hole in that.
Is that not just like a kid's play pool?
No, you see, again, because it's specifically for cold water therapy, it's probably...
It's made by Reebok or
it's probably, probably £1,500. But if you did want... quite literally, you can get in the bin, so it doesn't matter. You can get in whatever you want.
Or you just buy the bin from the council, £20, fill it with water.
I dare say you could use your own bin.
I don't even know where in the house I would fill up a bin. I'd have to get probably the host it or something.
You would. Well, here's the thing. These lunatics are realising... And I noticed this when we shot that Blender Lost Tapes and I had to jump in the big tub of hot water or cold water. So
yes.
I just put the hose in it. And the hose is obviously running off the regular water that is the cold water in your house.
Yes.
So it's not actually that cold.
Yeah.
Like I jumped in and had to be like, ooh, freezing.
Yeah.
It wasn't that cold. Like.
Yeah.
Versus like the sea or like a fucking pond somewhere.
Oh, the pond I went to.
They tend to be colder. They tend to be colder. But like... People are buying these little pod things that make the fucking thing colder than cold water at your house.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, you do get, like, it's either dopamine or serotonin. It might be, like, I think it's serotonin.
I like to think you get fucking something from it.
No, but literally, like, you get a boost that does last you about 2 hours or something.
Right.
You do get quite a substantial boost.
Yeah.
Which you do notice, because if you ever do go in the sea and you come out and you get dried and put your clothes on, you do feel very, like...
No, I've experienced that before.
You feel very relaxed and everything, people do get addicted to that.
Like. Me and Tim went seed dipping, and then afterwards I was listening to Millionaire by Khalees.
Mm-hmm.
Pure euphoria.
Yeah.
It was great.
But you know, it's only because it's become trendy. Niall, did you not say there's a bunch of idols down in Newcastle somewhere?
Oh yeah, I do it every day.
They do it every day, but they're not all on Instagram and all. They're just like, and the same thing, like Maureen has... ones that know people down in like Donegal. And every night, you know, like, we're taking mommy down to the fucking water here, and it's 98. Mine's gone, but just like, gotta get that buzz, man.
You know what's a weird thing with like stuff like that is like everything now is like, it's like an aesthetic. So like, you'll get people that make videos for like TikTok, and it's literally just them like making a coffee, sitting down, drinking it, tapping a keyboard the odd time, millions of views. People just want to feel calm.
Yeah.
You know?
That is like ASMR. Yeah. ASMR.
I watched a video actually of a Japanese noodle place opening up shop.
Aye.
Fantastic.
Pull the rod off yourself, did you?
Yeah, that's my go-to hangover video. You know? I like a good settled compilation.
Why do people like that shit now? Like tactile, like, you know, like, oh, this boy...
it's just nice.
This boy planes surfboards out of a bit of wood, and you're just like,
I watched the video of the day of boys throwing things in slow motion at a water balloon, watching it bust. Great time, you know. This is the kind of shit now that this is content.
Now getting in a wheelie bin doesn't seem that mad. what did your ma say the other day? Give us that quote again. That's fantastic.
Oh, why there was that like TikTok? I don't know if I was telling you this now. There was this like TikTok prank going about where it was like someone had made like a fake BBC Newsline, you know, like fucking emergency broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, residents of the UK and Ireland are being warned that Vladimir Putin is planning a imminent nuclear attack on the UK and Ireland. People are being advised to, you know, take cover where they can. And she's listening to this, right? Now, she does think it's real, you know, because, like, she'll prank me the odd time. Yeah. But her pranks are shite. I can get very evil with mine.
Cling film on the toilet.
Well, hers are like, oh, I've made you a friend. And I get up on a Sweetabix and she goes, ha, new year, new you. And I'm like, I'll literally give you psychosis next week. So then I put on that and she's sitting there with a box of celebrations and she's hoking through them and the guy's like fully like, oh yeah, nuclear attack, like inbound, whatever, and she just looks up and she goes, is that the end of the whole thing, is it?
Imagine she just opened the box and went, no bounties. And just blew her head.
Ray McCann ready to die.
Yeah,
you know.
It is funny to think about, like, most of your news and stuff is like big dramatic global American, you know,
yeah,
nuclear this, da, 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 da. And then you're literally in Oma.
Yeah,
you know, I'm literally in the countryside just staring at a hedge.
Oh, eh?
You can't fucking take any of it seriously.
Nah,
you're just like even like you know, people going, fuck, that's a crypto, Casey, and all, that's a crypto down the tube, and I'm like, is that gonna matter a fuck when you're buying a cinnamon swirl and Bob and Burt's and
Oma? Exactly.
They would take fucking high fives in there. Now look,
this is why I crypto. Don't invest emotionally in anything, you know. I'm just like, here, day to day is all right, you know.
Yeah,
couple of noodles here and there, you know.
If you're out there and you're wondering, you know, you're like, man, I'm it's 2023. I'm getting into wellness. I'm getting into meditating. I'm fucking, what do we call that shit when they, what's up, mindfulness? You know, I'm getting into all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to be a person who's simplified their life and blocked out everything, and you're just focusing on here and the now. This is your result, my guys.
Yeah. It's fucking Labrador. I was listening to you being like, yep, yep, sounds good.
This is your end game. You know, yeah. You're like, I don't worry about anything. You know, I've cleared the decks. I've cleared the schedule.
Yeah.
You know, sure enough, he's, you know, he's absolutely jonesing off the vapes, like, but...
Alex?
You goddamn strawberry kiwi in this bitch. Goddamn, I'm dying.
Man, pedophiles.
Speaking of weird things on the internet, have you, you seen this video, obviously?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to... show this to Niall, maybe he's seen it already. But this girl still.
Meth or we talked about this last night. He goes,
it's not even plugged in. It is very well done now.
It is very well done.
Jesus.
Skrillex?
Yeah.
Too ashamed to have a shite that they've made up a disease. Oh my god, I need.
She's got my laugh down, Nutty.
My IBS is flared up. You need a shake? Take a shake.
Is it IBS? Or do you just eat garlic bread and blue WKDs?
Now, what's happening here is, do you remember you used to do a bit about Paddy's Day in America?
Mm-hmm.
And people are walking around with like, kiss me, I'm Irish thing. And mm-hmm. you're like, those are my kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these comments. Pissing ourselves. Brilliant. I be shitting. Look, you know, just like all this fuck. That's my- here, get onto my page, will you?
To be fair, it got me right for you new followers.
Ah, anyway, Fuck off. No, it's good. We're all about, look at this guy straight out with a parvin. Are you single or do you have a cute single sister I can marry? Damn, girl, you got me cracking up with every post and are truly a woman to my heart so far, though.
You know what? I love dudes shooting their shot on like Instagram comments. Like not even having the stealth to be creepy in DMs, which is a whole other thing, but to go on the comments that are public is a mad one. How horned are you, like?
Or just horned and lonely.
Yeah, horned.
Well, that's what people do. You know what I mean? Making up fucking. You could do whatever you want on the internet. You get to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
You know, someone sent me a clip of. Have you ever seen this guy? Hold on, let's see if I can find it now. This guy. Did you ever see this guy?
No.
Have you ever seen that guy now?
What's this?
So, no, I don't know, people have sent me stuff in the past.
I think he jailbroke my Amazon Fire Stick.
But anyway, the whole thing with this guy is like, everyone's like, man, you're a fucking nonce. Apparently got a 16-year-old up the duff. And, and then no one can talk about it. But it's all, you know what I mean? The dude's older than, the dude's about 50. But he's being all like fucking, you know what I mean? He's being all sexy. But this is the internet for you, man.
It's hard to be sexy though when the boot cut jeans with a fucking River Island out thick.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thick boy. That's a fucking picnic blanket, not her word.
I know. Itchy neck.
Itchy. I know. It's like wearing a dog bed. Fuck
and
that.
And he looks toasty in the face too, man. But he's all like...
Nice old gaff though.
Nah, I don't know, man.
It's nice.
That's a hotel, bro. You can tell by the door.
Oh.
Our first home. But everybody's... getting on to him, like, man, stop being all cutesy with the fucking teens, man, when you're on TikTok. But that's what you do. Yeah, that dude,
is it?
That dude, but you know what I mean? Probably like fucking everyone who works, like, yeah, this fucking weirdo that I work with. And he's like, yeah, see when I go home, man, that River Island fleece is going on. And like, is it big boy season?
When was it not?
Well, we seen that video yesterday of, you know, I don't know where that was, we'll not ruin any lives, but it was somewhere in Northern Ireland where some reasonably attractive young thing was tonguing the head off some owl boy.
Oh, aye.
And you're like, you know, people are into all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
You know, see, what was your quote? Someone will ride you.
Aye.
Someone will ride you. McCann, mainly, but someone will ride you. People are into, you know, and then, you know, you got that song coming out, fucking, I need a big boy and all.
Yeah.
You get these big chunky boys, like, fucking being all sexy with themselves.
We'll go shopping after, will we?
Where?
Get me a fucking picnic blanket cardigan.
Oh, yeah.
Labs the night.
Dehydrate you, slap you in the face a few times, and you can be all fucking...
I'm not old enough, I dare say I couldn't get on top of someone right now. You know?
You'd never get off?
I'd never get on. Get me a nicotine patch and a Viagra.
They're fucking good to go. That'd be so funny. Yeah, you don't have COVID, but...
don't say that.
Why?
Because I've doctored for 3 years, and then to get it now would be so shit. It'd be so shit.
I mean, there's definitely a weird relief comes over you when you just get it and get through it and move on with your life.
Move on with your life. That's me now. Fit to move on.
So the ma thinks the world's over.
Well, she did for like a split 20
seconds.
Really didn't give two fucks.
What would you really do?
This is it. Sure, here, if we're going to go and that was real, you know, we're sitting there, we're watching dwarfs on the TV, you know, we have a cup of tea each, you know,
there's
fuck it.
Marauders outside, but it's all good.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to go, you know. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Although Micheál made a good point last night. He goes, what would happen in a nuclear war is they'd bomb London and all, and we'd just get the fucking fallout. And then I said, Arm be going into the doctors with his big head, being like, is this
nuclear?
Is this nuclear? Is this radioactive poison? They'd be like, nah, she's the size of your loaf. Taking all sorts of things in, spreading the cheeks. Does that look like the side effects of exposure to radiation? They'll be like, nah, it's piles, bro. You're like, shut up. Why are you even still working?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The world's over. I have a strange interest in like that sort of doomsday prep. I like the idea of it.
I remember being on a website where you could actually like buy, like it was a doomsday prep website. Like, it's fucking costly enough.
Home base.
Millets. Tesco's home delivery with beans. That's it. I went for breakfast yesterday, as I do every day, you know.
Flex.
What I mean? Absolutely luring it up.
And
this girl was she was like, do you want mushrooms and beans or something on the wee breakfast? And I was like, yes. She was, do you want Heinz beans or fancy beans?
What's fancy beans?
They do like fancy, but you know, like they make their own, they buy their own separate beans and put the sauce in and different stuff.
A bit of chili flakes or
what? Aye, something like that there. But I got the fancy beans.
Nice.
10 out of 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. How's your year been?
2023, on to the winner.
Fancy beans, bro. It's getting real. Up a hoot.
How fancy can you get with beans, though, if you were going out of your way to, like, well, just a bit of chili flakes, maybe a bit of seasoning?
It tasted like a vegetable or like a bean curry. That's what it tasted like. It was like really quite. It could have taken many forms. If it was a wee bit runnier, it could have been a soup.
But like the on beans, you couldn't put on like a piece of toast and put cheese in it.
You could. Yeah. Yeah. It would just be a slightly more upmarket one.
Yeah.
They were 18 quid, but it was good.
Jesus.
No, I'm joking.
Guys. Damn it. Fuck. Doomsday's here.
2023. What are you at? What's your dreams and hopes?
What are you at?
Off of vapes.
Off the vapes, lose about, honestly, realistically, 3 stone. 5 stone would be nice, you know. Pay off my student overdraft. If anybody works at Danske, by the way, I can just get that clear to fuck, make my life handy. And then...
get an old credit union loan. Just borrow. That's the more business pages I watch, they're like billionaires are in debt.
Yeah.
That's what you do, man. Get a loan from somewhere else. Get a loan to pay that one. Get a loan for it. Change your identity. Move away.
Yeah. I mean, and then finally, then obviously get the visa, move to New York, maybe August, if they let me in. And that's it. It's a chaotic year because, you know, you have a lot of plans, but none of them are certain. So you can't really, you know, fully dwell into it, you know. What about you?
Lose 6 stone.
6? Jesus
Christ. No, not 6. I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to... Here's what I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Work smarter, not harder. That's my that's my theme for the year.
What does that look like?
It looks like just doing less. Uh-huh. Doing less for more money.
Nice.
Might get into crypto.
Nice. Bad time?
Nope.
Oh, the buzz is back? The boom is back?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Talking about last night, so he was buying a load of platinum. I was like, well,
Jesus Christ. Gold?
That sounds good, doesn't it? What was that Joe Rogan episode about? Coltan or something? That's what I'm getting into.
Now, I'll go and give a quick goog too to see if you go off vapes, if you do get all jittery.
Goog it.
A goog?
Give it a quick goog.
Give it a goog.
You got to go hard G on that or people will think you're racist.
Give it a goog.
I used the term chink in the matrix the other day and I was like, please don't isolate that term. Do your own impressions.
You want red pill or blue pill? Got it, Nell.
Good. That was funny. Aaron McCann. At McCann Comedy.
Wow, well, hope you don't get SNL when you go to New York.
You should do, yeah. And then they cancel my podcast. Sons of bitches. Are you going to ham up the Irishness in New York?
Oh, why? Well, not like...
Turn up in a green suit with a top hat?
It does kind of make me sick when you see like people like really kind of play into the whole, oh, I'm only fucking... Yeah. It's like, just be really good, but happen to be from here. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Obviously have bits, because you have to reference that you're from Ireland whenever you're doing a set and people don't know you, because they will just stare at you like, what the fuck is he? And then once you do that, just do your shit, like, you know?
What is this Scottish man saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Americans just so thick about everything.
I got Swedish one time. Thought I was a lovely wee Swede boy.
Oh, right.
You know?
I thought you meant like a meal. I went for Swedish one day. It was a flat pack wardrobe with fucking meatballs on it.
Every dress of yours. Just
someone thought you were Swedish. Yeah. I'm gonna Google Swedish man just to see. Swedish
look
man.
At the comparison.
Just a regular Swedish man. Yeah, easy, easily done.
Hey, fucking spit.
Yeah. Fuck me. The double. Oh my God, you must be Swedish after Googling this guy.
That's me this morning.
Vibes.
Fuck, that man is white. I have what I was doing. Jesus Christ.
That's, you look more like that. Take about 15 litres of paint to do that to your head.
Big oh, out. Fuck.
Big old roller. Cough definitely on that mic.
Oh, sorry. No, I put it in my hand. I caught it in my hand.
Oh my God, you look Swedish after all of my Swedish investigations.
There's me in the water in Port Aventura 2007.
There you go. Look at that boy there. Oh yeah.
Oh wow, he works in Established.
That's more what I would think, like, if, you know, like someone that looks like a hot girl with a beard.
Yeah.
That would be Swedish. Swedish, bro? What did they say to you?
It was at the Echo Park boat rentals. And they were like, where are you from, man? Like Sweden?
Oh, fucking idiots. Like,
it's like, you have brain damage.
I think I mentioned this in my last podcast, but I think we were in Mexico and the guy was working there, but he had like an American accent, but he looked Mexican. You know one of those ones?
Yeah.
And he was like, where are you guys from? And I was like, oh, Ireland. And he goes, what, dude? And I was like, Ireland. And I was like, we're from like Northern Ireland. No. And I was like Irish. And he goes, Irish? Cool. Where are you from?
Well, that's the thing. So many Americans, you know.
They don't even know that Irish is like from the country of Ireland.
No. It's just like so many people call themselves Irish out there that they've kind of forgotten about the fact it's an actual place that exists. You know?
Yeah, it's the same way like Jewish and all is more like a race over there than it is like a nationality.
Yeah.
Or not even a nationality, but like a, you know what I mean? You could be like, I'm Irish. And they're like, cool.
Big fan of the Jews now. There's some crack.
You are?
Yeah. A few out there in New York. Good crack.
Well, sure, if you're in the comedy, like, there's a lot of funny Jewish folk.
Yeah, there is.
You know? Except, you know, there definitely is.
Yeah.
Where's all the hate come from? Is it because they're smart with money?
I don't know. I blame South Park.
Someone told me it's just because you know, they are a community who are kind and work with each other.
Yeah.
And they're very sharing within that community. And then they do seem to accumulate wealth. And then people are like, them seedy bastards.
Mm.
And you're like, it's because they're kind to each other.
Yeah.
You know, but they do love a bit of dough.
The Jews invented be kind.
Did they?
Hustle, hustle, grind, grind, be kind.
Yeah.
That's the Jewish slogan.
Yeah. Steal like nobody's watching.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying this day.
Are you still whopped out?
I am absolutely.
What's this little sticker inside your coat?
Oh, I took it to the laundry.
Did they come on the sleeve for you? What's this?
1583.
Is that the measurements?
That's what I had for lunch. Give me a 1583 with three sides of garlic fries.
Good woman. What's the big stain on the arm though? Did they go like, that's that freshly dry cleaned and then just monk on the side of it?
Someone was shooting ropes with it out in the back.
That's a nice coat though. How much was that?
This year?
200 deck?
This year? No, I think this was a sale coat I got before the Ulster Hall. Original one. It was the six of us.
Oh yeah.
I bought it for that.
The poster's over there, bro. Posters on the floor.
I like buying like gig clothes, you know, and then you get to go, this is from that gig. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sentimental.
Yeah. Yeah, I like doing stuff like that too.
Or like if you go to a country and you buy something, you're like, oh, it's time we went to so-and-so. I got a Nike Flora shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this was a nice time in Austin with the boys.
Yeah, like I definitely have stuff like that. Yeah. I have those Blue Air Max that I got in the Grove.
Oh, why? Flex. Nicest cheesecake factory in the world.
Oh.
Put it in your bucket list.
It's some spot that, isn't it?
Oh, it's wild.
You know, it's pure refined LA.
Yeah.
You'll see like, you know, a fucking 68-year-old man trying to slick his hair back in a Von Dutch t-shirt with like sparkles on it, and then an absolute
Von Dutch
fucking 10 out of 10 just Pornhub slag on his arm, and you're like, I see what's happening here.
What's more quickly to get you laid in 2023, Von Dutch or True Religion? Because you can buy both, I'm pretty sure, in fucking like Heaton's.
I think what gets you laid in this day and age is you dress, you know, like a fucking androgynous Harry Styles type thing.
Get a dress on.
You could be Von Dutch, you could be True Religion, you could be whatever you want, and then some guy walks through in a pair of fucking, you know, flared pants and a blouse, and you're fucking pulling the bean off yourself.
He's wearing them trousers that, you know whenever dolls go to Africa and they come back with a wee flouncy trousers?
Aye.
Aye.
The elephant pants? Like
yes.
I've been to Thailand pants?
Yes. One of those jokes.
Yeah.
I like a good set of jammies now, I have to say. If I could get away with wearing them to the club, I'd be all over it.
Jammies is what we call ass cheeks now. I like a nice set of jammies.
Make them jammies clap.
Oh, there's nothing rides up an arse crack like a pair of sort of flouncy jammies. Like.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Never mind getting in your formal dresses, no?
No, fuck that.
Just mince about the house.
Aye.
Your hair tied up.
Get them next checks on you.
No, not that kind.
No?
Not the fucking gay pants. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm into.
You're into like the full owl boy, like
yeah.
Three-piece jammies?
Like
There's some owl boys who would be going to bed looking better than I've ever looked. You know what I mean?
Bill McCann. Bill McCann. I swear to God, every sleep he had was sponsored by Remus Umo.
He's like Hugh Hefner getting in the bed. Starched fucking, you know, like
pure velvet
silk pajamas.
He slid off the bed.
He wakes up in the morning, all the static is his hair up like that. You can tell he's rubbed one out. The hair standing on the end.
Jez would slide off that. I'm gonna go under.
I've never worn pajamas ever, unless it was like a very small child.
No, I love pajamas.
I don't think he took yours off for laughs last night. He was wearing like a wee, you know, like this sort of navy and red check. Yoke.
He's here.
And those. It did look like pajamas.
Yeah, I love these.
Love a wee pajama?
I do love a wee pajama. Like, what's your go-to? What do you wear to bed?
We've been over this. He wears nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Depends. No boxers, nothing.
Like,
cock out.
Last night I wore like fucking...
Full like sweatsuit.
Go to bed like Stormzy?
I imagine now wakes up, you know, like he's fucking... What was that Tommy Lee show that was on?
Oh, Pam and Tommy.
He just wakes up and kicks all the Jack bottles out of the way and all fucking reaches over for a half-smoked fag. That's how I imagine you wake up.
No, I could see Niall like one of them aesthetic videos where he wakes up and he just pulls the fucking jocks up and goes, Jesus Christ. And then has a wee coffee to himself, looks out the window.
That's another sneaky move for TikTok.
No way.
All them girls that are like, here's my outfit of the day. But the first scene is them hiking their jeans up over their hole.
Yeah.
And you're like, why is there 1.5 million followers looking to see what fucking outfit she's wearing?
The algorithm.
Good day. I can see your two jammies. The video open up with your two jammies in my face.
Wind the jammies upon my girl.
There's something so funny about the terminology wine.
Wine
it up against me.
Did you? Dude, or even grinding. Grind my bollocks into a pulp. Do you not say God. Some big doll was grinding you in somewhere?
I near fucking shit myself.
Guys, just interrupting the podcast for a second to mention our kind sponsors, the Calm app, something we could do with in the office today. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron is suffering today. The Calm app, guys, just the best product in the world to assist your wellness journey. It has breathing exercises. Aaron's doing one right now. It has guided meditations. It keeps you present. It keeps you in touch. It keeps you well. They've got adult nighttime stories. Aaron, do you know that?
Who reads it?
Cillian Murphy is our favourite at the minute. We go to sleep and he's like, and then we took the train up to Dunluce Castle. And it's a fantastic app. You know, people should be taking time out of their lives. It's 2023. It's new year, new me. And if you listen to this podcast, you go to calm.com/banter. You get 40% off your subscription.
Mm.
40% off your membership, which is not to be sniffed at.
It's very tasty.
It is very tasty. It's a large percentage of your membership. So that's calm.com/banter to get 40% off. And that's my Calm voice.
I actually feel pretty calm.
There you go. It's worked already. Just even mentioning the app. Anyway, guys, back to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
You know the way they have that carnival in London?
White guys learn black culture.
Yeah, there we go. play some music for it.
Okay, well.
So, like, apparently with the likes of Daggering, right? That isn't actually sexual at all.
No.
It's just a dance, you know? Like, it would be very normal for a woman to receive a Daggering and then post-dagger not even speak to the fella, and that would be totally normal. It's not sexual. It's simply culture.
You're telling me that it's not sexual when a guy jumps off three tables stacked on top of each other and pile drives some girl on the fat hole?
Like it's in a TLC match.
Like, what do they do? Shake hands and bow after?
Ippon,
yeah. Bow to the fucking ref. Thanks very much. He holds the two hands like that. Winner.
But what's the equivalent of, like, you couldn't, like, if you did that over here, there would be a video of that that would be circulating TikTok in a matter of minutes. I guess the equivalent over here is just going with someone.
But you're talking about the whitest of white cunts of all time over here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no culture. Like, the culture would be you sit on one side of a fucking GAA hall and the women sit on the other side.
Yeah.
And then when you've had enough pints.
Once they start playing Fergie, I'm beelining for that.
Once I hear fucking Scooter back in the UK, I'm gonna fucking weirdly grope this girl.
It used to be the one you go, will you go with my mate? And then, you know, you'd have to get someone to, you know, send the message. Very Pride and Prejudice, actually, looking back.
Mm.
And very consensual as well.
Send the messenger to... Yeah, it's kind of non-threatening. You're like, I don't need your answer to my face up front. Dwell on it. Talk to my PA. Come back to me. And tell me if you'd like a Red Bull tonguing.
I remember one time... Stop the music there for a second. I remember one time asking my mate to ask a girl to go with me. And she said no, and I was fuming, went to the tuck shop.
He's binge eating again.
Just sat eating the Freddo. She's probably a fucking lesbian, man.
He's away drowning in sorrows. In fucking cola bottles.
Cola bottles and white mace.
What?
Get you over heartbreak, quite handy.
Man, don't even worry about her, man. You fucking... I know you're a nice guy. Just fucking get that six pack of white mace in there and we'll fucking sleep it off. You know what I mean?
Ah, Jesus Christ.
Get that wee white chocolate button covered in like multicolored hundreds and thousands, man. You forget all about it. I remember a dude went to, there was a group of us, went to one of those Energy 106 disco, raves back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude just fucking, he just went with about 40 girls. And the only thing you could do was go to the wee talk shop and buy like Red Bulls. So he had about 6 Red Bulls and fucking, you know, full snogged about 40 girls, and then he bulked after.
Tonsillitis hanging up.
Oh my god. That's where COVID started.
But see, when you see someone going with each other now, like at this age, it actually is disgusting. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, have some respect, get knee tap, you know, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
There's plenty of things that I can't watch. You know, like any of those fucking Love Island type things or whatever, and they fucking swoop in for the kiss and they're all mic'd up, and I was like, and you're just like,
people singing at house parties. You're not a fan of that?
No.
Yeah, I get that.
Who is a fan of that?
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
I'm like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
It better be amazing.
Yeah.
Don't be.
To command the attention.
Don't
of
be
the whole
fumbling
room.
Your way through. Fucking. It's always Wonderwall or something like that.
It's always Wonderwall. It's always the comment with an acoustic that just learned it about 4 weeks ago.
It's always Wonderwall.
I would like a new hobby.
Good.
What do you think I should get into? I was thinking jazz piano. Could you see me?
Driving? As a
I should get the license.
R.I.P. Cam Block.
If I don't get it before I go to New York, I'll probably never get it, is my fear.
Mm.
But it is a handling, like. It's a handling to start it.
Jazz piano, you say?
Yeah. It's the universe, man. It's meant to, imagine me throwing that out. I could do you a podcast single, no bar.
I think it's a lot harder to learn piano than you think.
But the subcategory of jazz... Either jazz,
the most
piano,
the most complex one
or,
of it, probably.
Or I would go, maybe get back into the martial arts. I want something. I want something that is
karate piano.
Bing, bing, jujitsu bass. I want something that isn't like. I want something outside of stand up where it's like you're starting again. You know, you've no idea what you're at, and then you just fucking slowly get better. That, you know, you have something to distract yourself.
Powerlifting.
Powerlifting,
yeah, get into fucking, yeah, do an old jiu-jitsu thing. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's a good. That's a good sport to get
now
into.
Now that my toes healed up, I think.
Now that I'm not leaving a snail trail out of my big toe, it doesn't smell like a fucking butcher's bin. I'll be back in a math player.
Try an armbar me with the smell of gunk. You gunk.
Don't say gunk. Yeah, someone gets you in a fucking footlock and you're just the other foot comes over the top just in front of their face. I mean, jiu-jitsu's rotten. You will get a toenail scrape your gum or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
I
you get the dirtiest shit of all time.
Do you know you were never like whenever I was doing it, you were never just grand. There was always something fucking mat burn or something like that would be the most minimal.
I remember when I did like judo when I was younger, there was always a couple of mingers like who stank and no washing of the gi back then. You know.
Wash your gi,
But then I think whenever I went back to do a bit of jiu-jitsu years later, people were a lot more clean. Like people smelled like they had just showered before they came.
Mm. Well, if you need self-respect,
yeah.
Any man does the same.
Yeah, I would do it too. I would get washed and then go to fucking jiu-jitsu and then get washed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love standing in the shower.
Nice.
It's a great time.
And you need a new hobby when you could be standing in the shower? You fucking idiot.
Hey, you just gotta be present, you know.
Now, can you play piano?
I did go to piano lessons for a few years, but I wouldn't say I'm good at it or anything.
I know, but you know what you're like.
I can play a few things.
You get chopsticks? You blur chopsticks?
I'm no John Legend, but
no chopsticks. No.
No.
Not for me.
Can't even use chopsticks.
I'm a fork kind of guy.
I love using it.
Just get to the point where you can play Still Dre and then quit.
Yeah, well, that's what I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched Bo Burnham special once, bought myself a keyboard from Argos, went home, was like, I can't fucking learn all this shit, all the fucking keys and all. So then I just looked up a YouTube tutorial on how to play Still Dre, did that, took one video of it, and then was like, right, fuck out in the bin. Useless.
Why don't you play the bass since your dad played the bass?
I should play the bass. Maybe it's like
bass kind of
innate.
I think like... I can't see you playing anything else, but I could see you playing a bass.
You can see me playing the bass?
Yeah.
Why the bass?
Because it's, you know, it's like, you know, now would you agree? Like sometimes you can just look at a person and be like, I think that person would be better suited to be.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of bands. There's a lot of bands where you go, that he is definitely a bass player.
Yeah. So you look at me and you think bass?
Yeah, definitely.
Have they?
No, not necessarily.
Like there's a lot of big goofy girls play the bass.
Mm.
And like bands that have a girl play bass, she's always like, You know, like a big fucking goofy girl. But she's got rhythm.
I would do it.
She's ponder rhythm.
Anything you'd like to take up this year at all?
I think I would like to... I would love to go back to jiu-jitsu. It's one of the things I always keep whistling. I keep saying, and then I just never... It's never in the forefront of my mind. And every time I think about it, I go, Jesus, I should do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back to that. I want to make a lot more videos.
Mm.
And little film type things, not really like just, you know, funny things. You know, I feel like I want to do a bit more video making.
Yeah. I love your vlogs.
I'd like to do more of that. I'd like to do, you know, I used to do wee things just for fun, just wee creative thing, like that wee material video, even though it was years ago and shite. But like, I should do an updated version of that. Mm-hmm. I'd maybe like to do or direct even like a music video, come up with a concept for a music video.
Fuck yeah.
Things like that, you know, a bit more experimental, a bit more creative.
Now, then, you want to sink your teeth into? Come on, boys, let's fucking talk it into existence here.
Making money work for me.
So of why? You've been reading Rich Dad Poor Dad?
I have.
See, can spot that in my
life. Also, more books.
Oh, why?
I want to get into more books.
More books.
What are you thinking? Property?
No.
No.
Sweet. First day in the job, is it? Property?
Who knows?
Make money work for me. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good way to do it.
So I can do fun things.
I'd like to pay off my student overdraft. That's my thing this year. Get that out the fuck.
Dream big.
3 G's.
Do you want to watch some videos?
Yeah, let's do it. How have I been today for being ill? Grand? Yeah.
No less crack than normal.
Your favourite, bro. Scottish people going mental.
Back again. The reason I've not been on the last week or put anything on is I found a YouTube channel that teaches you how to play the castanets. So I've been studying that for the last week. I'm going to show you my efforts. Here we go.
It's the double clack of the teeth coming out. If you're listening to this audio, there's this guy playing the guitar and then he goes to speak at the end and the teeth. I wish I could find
that. Is fucking tremendous.
Oh god. Oh my god. You know what's so funny and kind of sad, just the innocence of like, I find myself a new wee hobby. I like to play guitar on the YouTube. You know, he's like, here's my efforts. Clacking the teeth out.
Oh, it's so funny.
4 weeks in the Invisalign, I'm like, bro, get me a set of them. Get me a set of the fucking full fucking inserts.
What are them things where they're like pink and all, you know?
Like false teeth, like dentures.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's when, I mean, he's Scottish. Of course he doesn't have a tooth in his head.
P.O. Ian used to have that. They just leave it around the house. It was like an
all
Easter
the
egg
teeth, all the teeth, like?
No, with the top. He had the top one. But then you looked at it, looked like something that would be in a fucking Nelly video. It was like, you know, you looked at it and it was like half guile. It was like iced out.
Oh yeah?
You know?
Oh, gold?
Aye.
No, not as, okay. Good.
But that's so funny.
Would you take a gold tooth?
I'd take one for the crack.
Where would you put it?
Right here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, holy fuck.
I think
I'll dirty her.
I think you a dirty bastard.
Would you take an old gold tooth?
Oh aye, right in the middle. Where, that
right
one?
In the middle?
Oh aye. It's gotta be right in the middle. Or kind of bad boy, maybe at the side, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, we one of those, but
yeah.
Probably I would just be bold with it and just have it right in the middle.
Yeah. What's your point in terms of male accessories?
Sorry, what's your fucking point? What's my point? I think.
Would you ever wear a chain?
I think it's absolutely fine to do anything, but like, I know for a fact that certain things don't suit me. So if I put a necklace on that looked like in proportion that I should be wearing it,
yes,
I would be Mr. T. It would have to be a big fat chain for the look.
Flames.
I can't wear like a wee cute one with a wee fucking pendant on it.
No, I don't think I can either.
It would get tangled in the pubes and all. If you can pull it off, wear whatever you want. Like, I know boys with like a wee small nose piercing, and it's quite subtle, and you go, oh, that is actually cool.
Yeah,
but if I had it, I'd look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. We'd look like lesbians.
Yeah.
God. But like, I like the fucking chain over the like black t-shirt with a shirt over the top. Mm. I like that. Mm. But again, good luck finding a fucking chain for that for me. Like,
aye. You'd be taking it off a dog lead.
Ice it out.
I don't know. It's if you can pull it off, fair enough. But I mean, there's boys that wander into the like Johnny Depp territory, and they look like a magician.
That's my mantra for 2023. If you can pull it off, fair enough.
It's also a chat up line too. Well, love, if you can pull it off after fair the enough. Hammer and I've given this morning. If you can pull it off, fair play to you. Have you ever had a good hand job?
Weirdly, yes, aye.
Who was he?
It was a yoke with small hands. You know? That's the key. Yeah.
Both?
You want someone with the hands of like sooty and sweep.
Yeah.
Giving you an idle bash, Andy.
Have you? Aaron's a paedophile. You want a yoke with a wee small hands. You know? Still got a petty faloo on the knuckles. We'll cut all that out.
Did I tell you about the yoke in Dublin? So I was doing that bit.
Is that the most Aaron McCann thing ever to have the mic like that?
What?
So, like, just arseways?
Unorthodox,
put
bro.
In yeah. a more awkward position.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, go ahead. No, sorry. Don't
hell. Don't get that from all angles.
I don't mean to make you self-conscious.
I'm going to fucking stick my teeth out. I was doing a gig in Dublin at the Crackdown, right? And you know that bit I do where it's like I'm going down and my girlfriend at the time and she's like, what do I taste like?
Yeah.
And then I always ask a guy in the audience with his girlfriend, you know, you tell me what you just said and you ask and they always fucking freeze up and then it's the handy I laugh to be like, look at the fucking fear in this guy's face. For the first time ever doing that bit, a guy had an answer, right? So it was an English guy and he had an American girlfriend,
nice.
Right? So I've wrote a demo to give me the clip to try and like piece it together because it is like, you know, it is like one of them things where you're like, this will never happen again. Mm-hmm. So like I say to him, I was like, oh, have you got an answer, mate? And he was like, yeah, bruv, yogurt. And I was like, you just tell a room full of strangers on Christmas Eve, your girlfriend's funny, there's like yogurt, right? And then she was an American and she goes, best damn yogurt he ever had. And then I was like, oh, you got that fucking Patty Filou pussy, do you? Yeah. I was like, yeah, my Mike Epps.
What does Patty Filou mean, little monkey?
Wait, what?
What does it mean?
I fucking Patty Filou'd myself here. Patty Filou'd up.
Patty Filou.
Translation.
Translation?
Yogurt, though? Take it or leave it?
No, I mean, like, what are you talking, Greek?
Depends yeah, what, that's the thing.
It depends what sort of yogurt he's talking about.
Froyo.
It turns out Patty Filou is this simply a fresh cream cheese from Ashbury. Where's the translation? Oh, right, here we go. Little Rascals.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Bag of Patty Filou's in here today.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the little rascals right over. I would be asking specifically what yogurt are you talking about?
We should make a WhatsApp group chat just the three of us and call it Patty Hoers.
Although you know the brand name of that fucking Greek yogurt is literally called Fudge. And people try and tell me it's fire, like what do they say? It's fire or something? Fucking Fudge, bro.
It's fire.
Fudge, bro. Get that fudge into you, little rascal.
He's only after a shite in the duvet, the fucking Patty Filou.
You did that bit somewhere, and I don't even know if you heard it, but someone did actually just go, gammon.
Was that, I dare say that was in Tyrone, was it?
I can't remember.
That's so funny.
What do I taste like?
Ah, so funny.
You should have been like, do you want the truth or do you?
You know the hit at the back of the PlayStation? That's what it smells like.
You always say that. What's that all about?
Don't know. You ever smell the back of a PlayStation?
No.
Man, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't play PlayStation.
He's fucked an Xbox. And you said at the back of the PlayStation, like...
Someone will back me up.
What does the back of the PlayStation smell like?
Vani?
How do you... That's the name of the podcast. Petty Vani's.
New Year's resolution is to laugh away from the mic this year. That's something I'm working on too.
People are here for it. This is so weird. So obviously you grew up going, this is the smell I know and love. And then you stumbled across a fanny and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, I heard the fucking...
You've been straddling the PS.
The intro music in my head and all. Yeah, weird.
If anyone else has a PlayStation at home, wants to sniff the back of it and tell us what it smells like.
Yeah, do a direct comparison if you can. I wonder, is there a go-to for women where they're like, all right, cock just smells like, you know, what does it smell like?
Parmigiano Reggiano or whatever. It
smells like a fucking bin bag of baby bells.
Rockport.
I'll be getting my Gorgon's hole in the night. Would you like these Frank's Hot Wings with a side of cock sauce?
AKA Ranch. He does that fucking shit.
Root and Ranch.
Root and Ranch. Some crack, man.
It's a shame fellas didn't make up that shit. Like, oh, the old cock cleans itself. Women walking around being like, it's cleaned itself. With what?
Yeah.
Another old fan.
I don't even like grading, I just like having a clean.
Yeah, the best you can hope for is, you know, you've got someone just fresh out of the shower.
Yeah.
Kind of smells like nothing.
Well, that's ideal. Like, morning sex is disgusting.
I know.
Nice. Disgusting.
Nice.
Especially if you've had, like, you know, you ever have a bag of crisps before bed and you pay for it the whole of the next day? No?
What?
Just me?
You eat crisps in bed and then...
No. You have a bag of crisps, but, like, late in the night, so within the next hour and a half, you are going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up the next day and you just have a fucking...
Aye.
Rotten. Yeah. I think that might be the worst thing you can do. I think that might be the worst thing you can eat late at night.
It only happens to me, like... Like, say I was on the piss, and then I fucking ate, like, a kebab or something, fell asleep immediately, and then the first thing you do in the morning is, like, a garlic burp, and you're like, oh, I'm a dirty cunt.
Domino's will fuck you up, too.
Huh?
Domino's will give you a hangover.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, but what are you saying? Someone's fanny smells like a fucking...
No, not even, but just, like, if you know, morning sex, it's like, you know, everyone's breath stinks. You're like, here, let's process the fact we've just woke up here.
Mm.
Take a shower, you know, get the Manscaped ball toner out. Go back, nice, healthy, fun for the whole family.
Yeah. Your body's full of, you know, the material that it needs rid of in the morning.
Yes.
You know, you're like, let me shite, piss, shower, brush my teeth. You know what I mean?
And then the fucking jammies are coming off.
And then the fucking three-piece jammies. You're taking the bow tie off and all. You're getting it.
Thank you next for the great pajamas you made.
But then, you know, it feels the best in the morning. If you can put up with the aromas.
Yeah. Just put a clothes peg in your nose.
Yeah. That's how doggy style was invented. Madam, your breath is repulsive. Face southwesterly, and I will clatter the jammies off you.
Clatter the jammies? Clatter the jammies. Oh, fuck.
I'd love to see just... Full clap on someone's cheeks just for the sort of David Attenborough science vibes of it.
I would watch any of my friends have sex, definitely.
Yeah, like it should be a fun. I think it would be a fun thing. Not that I would want to be involved in the threesome, but it'd be funny
Private Snapchat story.
It'd be funny. No, just in the corner, having eating your crisps at the side. And just, you know, you're just like, yeah, and you're slagging them and all. You know, like, that'd be funny. That'd be great if I was just on the side. Be like, don't let that head drop forward, you killer. You know what I mean? Nice socks, McCann.
Oh, I was about to say thanks.
And you just going at it.
Christmas hamper.
Me just, you know, critiquing your sex playlist. Oh, that's a fucking hater there. Good luck, me girl. She's got the fucking
playlist.
He's got the Tyler on.
Do you have a sex playlist?
No.
No. I think it's weird to have sex to mute any sort of audio in the background at all.
Yeah.
I'd have sex to that.
If it happens to be on, fine. But
if we're having sex, the opening of the Japanese noodle shop stays on. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
But I think
clapping cheeks with Mr. Beast on in the background, just whatever I've just been watching.
Well, like the one of the apartments I stayed in New York, right? So it was my mate Spencer and his mate John, and there was one night he brought a lady back, right? And I came into the house.
Is this the goth one?
Who's that?
You said some BTG.
Oh no,
he's
into that kind of stuff, you know. Like every girl he brought back, it looked like she'd give you a side quest and like a fucking choose your own adventure game or something. So he brings her back, right? And I walk in, and I can hear the cocktail of sounds I hear is him just fucking, and then a bit of James Blake in the background.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh no, I've been it all around here. And just fucking, and then he came up to get a glass of water, and I was in the air mattress, and I was like, "You got a tight shit on there."
I thought you meant I was in his air mattress. Just peeking out. Go ahead, look. Me and you could just be in air mattress. Just pull, just pull a wee blanket over your top.
Two bean bags.
Tear away. Two bean bags. That's our fucking tag team. Two bean bags. Here's a video for you.
From a business owner in Northeast Portland who has a woman who's high on drugs camping just outside her retail business. She asked, "Who do I call?"
Steam come off of there.
This happened. Yesterday, the same woman was yelling obscenities and threatened a customer. So the police came by and gave her a bottled water and left the scene.
Bottle of ranch there.
Chucked the water bottle into the street. After my advice, the business owner told the woman that she cannot camp there. She picked up her sleeping bag, left her trash, and went down the road. I got a call today from...
Yeah, she's homeless, you fucking idiot. The woman was throwing shit around. She's out of her mind, pissing in the street, bro.
I've never seen more steam and piss in my life.
She's well hydrated. Are you sure she threw the bottle of water away, or did she drink it all? She's pissing hard there. What are you doing, man? Homeless?
Yeah.
They're trying to, you know, they're hitting that with logic. That they're going, this woman is behaving strangely.
Yeah, no shit.
She's a crazy homeless person. What are you talking about? Let's watch this. We'll watch this guide to Northern Ireland. How long have we been talking for, Niall, there? Too long? Mom needs to be away.
Northern Ireland. So Northern Ireland is actually separated by a giant wall of ice. Just simply climb the giant ladder and next thing you know, you're in Northern Ireland. The people seem super... I was going to say that people seem nice, but I guess not. What's that guy's problem? They have beautiful golf courses in Northern Ireland. Really? What is with everyone here? If you run into any locals, make sure to tell them that you're Irish because your great-great-grandfather was born in Belfast. The locals just love it when tourists do that. The police officers are dressed a little strange. Buying a boat is a great way to see the coastline of Northern Ireland, but I would strongly suggest not buying a boat that was made in Northern Ireland. They kind of suck at making boats. Find yourself a nice Nordic ship and then use that to explore the coastline. This staircase rock formation is really cool and home to giants. They're really passive, so if you get bored, just kind of pop them in the nards. Seeing the coastline from a cliff edge is a beautiful... Really? Oh yeah, there's also mermaids in Northern Ireland, and... hey, yo, hear me out.
Here's how you survive Northern Ireland.
There, it's good, isn't it?
Yes. It's nice. There's animation there.
What is it about...
You're giggling on that.
What is it about being from here? When as soon as you hear that sort of thing, you're like, fuck off.
Yeah. Northern Ireland.
Oh, we're in Northern Ireland. Why do you say, oh, call it... Sure, you fuck up too, would you?
Will you fuck up too?
We can't deal with anything, can we?
Belfast, Northern Ireland.
No, you can't deal with fucking any of that shit.
Yeah.
Anyone criticizing anything?
Yeah.
Would you fuck?
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, we're always like, you know, anyone from over here is like, ah, this place is a fucking kip, whatever. And then you hear someone else talk shit and you're like, you want your fucking mouth.
Oh, that's what it is. It's our shithole.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a podcast. It's our shithole.
Are we shithole?
Now, I finally watched The Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, yes.
Right,
nice.
Well, what do you think of it? Mixed reviews.
Do you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Now, this is probably the very obvious complaint that everybody has. I was enjoying it. I was enjoying the darkness of it. Uh-huh. It looked beautiful. I was enjoying as the story developed. And then it ended right when you thought where you wanted to see where the film went, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. How long was the film?
2 hours.
Yeah, about 2 hours.
Would you agree, Niall? It's sort of, but that's probably the whole point of it is,
yeah.
You know, everybody, any spoiler, like everyone fucking dies off around them and then they're kind of just left together anyway.
Mm.
But then you sort of go like, I would have liked to have seen what happened after that, but I guess that's what the point of it is. Am I right or wrong, Niall? You've seen more films than I have.
Yeah, I suppose so. Although it's kind of cool to have an ending like that as well.
You know what I noticed about me?
But it is annoying.
Did you feel the same though? Like it felt like it was like,
yeah.
If that was a normal like Hollywood film, they would get to that point and then you would see how they got on after.
Yeah.
But it just kind of stops.
Do you have this where if you show someone something that you like and they don't like it, you're like, you're a stupid cunt. You almost get like offended.
Yeah,
no, not really.
I have that wild badly.
I probably did at one point, but then I'm just like, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Don't really care anymore.
You're too dumb to understand Final Destination. Mother. They all die.
Did you like the film?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. I must watch it.
It was a lovely shot.
It was beautiful.
I've been watching a lot of rom-coms.
What, like?
Before Sunrise, that trilogy. That's nice. 5-year engagement.
Great.
Very, very funny. Meant to say it to you last night.
It's a wee sleeper of like one of the funniest films ever.
Very good. Very, very good. And then what else did I watch? Oh, that not a rom-com, but there's a film A24 made last year called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Oh, yes. I haven't watched it.
It's similar to like that Spring Break film.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's the dumbest shit you'll ever watch, but it's oddly enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Miss Sunshine's good.
What's that now?
It's like a rom-com. Steve Carell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good.
It is good. What was the other? There was like one with Steve Carell, and he sort of thinks he's like falling in love with this woman or something, and then they go away on a trip, and then he's got like, the husband arrives or something. What the fuck movie is that? I must look that up.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Emily Blunt's in it.
Yeah.
Prime Blunt as well.
Oh, why?
Tasty.
Prime Blunt.
At the end of the day, this is all you need to know.
Who the fuck needs a job when you can cruise?
We're not taking on a Sony Ericsson.
This is a real deep cut. 9 years ago, 189 views.
Oh.
That's
literally someone's mate.
That's deep cut.
Who the fuck needs a job when you can cruise?
I agree, bro.
Who the fuck needs a job when you can cruise?
Is that in the passenger seat?
Yeah, that's... Now, we will have to get out of here because Niall is a professor. Have you watched this before?
Oh, I. I've watched this very high before.
All right, well, we'll save that for another day. We'll watch my full podcast from another day.
Plug.
No, we'll get out of here. Niall's a professional. He has other jobs.
Play this before we go now because you've intrigued me with
this.
No,
I'm going to play this. This is a fantastic way to end. I know what happens here. So
I think I can tell.
I might have to step away. I will obviously play, like, you know what I mean?
Bastard.
See, this is Steve Jobs, you cunt.
It's Musk now, the cunt.
Musk? Elon Musk, you fucking bastard.
Prime Musk?
Prime Musk. Maybe that's what we'll call the podcast. Of course, I mean, hey, Colin, you ever worked with a computer before or nah? That is the most Scottish noise of all time.
Stumpy
So Scottish as well to be like, you cut my fucking nose off instead of just like, you've got sauce on me.
But it's so funny to like wake up and be covered in fucking red sauce and think these fuckers have cut my nose off.
My family's cut me fucking nose off. I fall asleep at Christmas, my close family have taken it upon themselves to cut me fucking nose off. That's our go-to, like, my worst fear come true. Cut me fucking nose off. The noise of I seen a video the other day, and someone walks in this boy's room and they're like, I thought he had woken up and he was singing, but he was actually just snoring, and this guy's asleep just going like,
oh, it's delightful.
Oh, great. We've made it.
We did it.
Well, get out of here.
We did it.
You gonna be okay, hon?
I'm gonna go for a sleep right now.
Where can you sleep?
I don't know. I might just book into the ETAP. I don't know.
Nice. Well, that's it, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome to 2023. You bunch of little rascals.
You bunch of petty hooers.
You petty hooers. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Anything to plug?
You know, just be present.
One of the questions on Patreon was, are you going to have a tour of your own?
Yes, I'm going to be touring June this year. Yeah.
Nice.
He's going to be inside scoop views.
He's going to be touring in the summer. I wasn't too sure what I was going to do with stand-up, and then I did some new bits last night and got very excited about them. So
very exciting bits.
I've still got
the boys were churning out the new shit last night.
I've still got
the boys were going to the workshop.
1 month off, I've still got it.
It could be as well to, you know, market it here, but it could be my last tour for a wee while, you know, if I get this visa and fuck off, you know.
Yeah. I might come over your neck of the woods for a tour then.
Do
a couple of New York spots.
Absolutely.
Show these motherfuckers.
Will you fuck up too?
What's up? You know, you're like fucking Greek yogurt out of someone's blood, have you? I'm Swedish.
Clatter the jammies of the New York comedy circuit.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Clip that.
Happy New Year, guys. Make sure to clatter some jammies. And that's it.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Otherwise, I'm going to go get a lamp sip.
Thanks, Niall.
Yep.
Thanks, Niall.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Thanks to listeners.
Just a round of applause and wait.
Oh.
Good work, team. Starters mean to go on. That's it. Good start, boys. That's it. Get the finger out. Get fucking stuck in them. Steer away. You know what I mean? Four away. Oh.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.